He is the host of Brewers Warm Up and also hosts the post show. Bob Brainerd, Bob, thank you for joining us. Where are you right now?
I am prepping, Julia, for game four. I probably should have just brought my sleeping bag last night and just hunkered down there in the studio and, you know, done my homework there, because here we are. We get another game of baseball at Wrigley Field, but that's okay. This is going to be another terrific matchup. You got the game one starters, same two guys, Boyd and Peralta, going here in game four down in Chicago. It was really interesting because last night on Brewers Extra Innings, Jerry Augustine and I, we're predicting who the starting pitchers would be for game four, even though both managers, they're trying to be coy. They're trying to have that gamesmanship. It ain't working. We already figured it out last night.
Hey, Bob, and what was the mood of the team after yesterday's loss? It's always going to be different, obviously. Was the just give us kind of the mood of the team after yesterday.
You know, I wouldn't say, Telly, that it was – It wasn't like they were all hanging their heads like, oh gosh, you know, we lost an opportunity. I think it was about missed opportunities, because they had chances to really come back after falling in that 4-1 hole. They got the single runs in the first and on. So they did, you know, Bowers hits the home run, but it's a solo home run. They load the bases in the eighth and don't score. So there were opportunities to make it multiple run innings instead of just the single digits. So they were close. And Pat Murphy talked about that as well. He saw it too. There were opportunities on their plate. They didn't cash in. That was the difference, because the bullpen, my goodness. I mean, after that first inning, the bullpen locked it down and gave the offense plenty of opportunities to claw back in that game.
Yes, and another thing that I noticed, Bob, was the fact that the Brewers were able to take that crowd out of it right away by scoring that run in the first inning. So clearly the crowd isn't going to play that much of a factor for the Brewers, as a lot of people may have thought. And for the first time for a young team, it seemed like they showed that they were young. Well, not necessarily the team, but Quinn Priester, it just seemed like he was just a little too juiced up for that game yesterday. Would you agree?
Yeah, there was clearly some nerves there. I mean, the kid is, you know, he was a Cubs fan growing up, and, you know, he's from Illinois. And so you've got family and friends, and you're pitching in postseason in a game that can lock it down for your current team. So no doubt, you know, watching him pitch, he was overthrowing at times. He was missing his target by a lot. And so I think that played into it, and that's natural. When you see Freddie Peralta take the mound tonight for Milwaukee in game four, you won't see that, because back in the day when Freddie was in Priester's position and he was that young dude taking the mound in the postseason, he had that. He was overthrowing. He was known as Fastball Freddie, and he tried to just blow people away, and it didn't always work. So, yeah, the nerves, he got a taste. And then also, and this, we saw this on TV on the replay, Murphy goes out there to get the baseball from Priester, and he stops him and pulls him back quickly and says, hey, we're going to need you again. And that was a great response to say, you know, yeah, it didn't work out here, but hang on, kid. We may need you in a game five. We may need you if we advance into the next round at a best of seven. So that was a great message by the Brewers skipper to try to keep that kid's emotions in check and going forward, looking forward.
That's good. And also, you know, it's so crucial for them to win tonight. I know that if we go to Saturday, it might be nice to win at home, but then we have the NLCS right afterwards. Do you think that it's just so crucial for the Brewers to win tonight rather than Saturday?
I think it's crucial, Julia, and here's the reason why. The fact that, okay, they didn't say who the starting pitcher was going to be last night. Murphy didn't say that, but he knew that it was going to be Freddie Peralta. And the reason that you don't say, we're going to save Freddie for a possible game five, he's been great at home, and that's okay to think that, but he's starting Peralta because this is your best pitcher. You want to end this series right here. Mm-hmm. There are no guarantees that if you save Peralta and he's pitching game five, that's an automatic win and that you're going on to face the next team in the National League Championship Series. So that's why it absolutely is crucial that they throw their best pitcher. You know what? if you're a Brewer fan and you're kind of wincing and you're going, well, I don't know, I would like to save Freddie. Okay, well, you got to deal with today, today. The Brewers know that if they need to deal with tomorrow, or in this case, Saturday, they'll figure it out. They'll piecemeal a rotation together. And that bullpen so far, the bullpen for Milwaukee in the three games so far has only given up one run in 18 innings of work. So if it comes to that, the Brewers won't flinch. They'll just figure it out.
Well, they have the perfect manager for that ideology, because Pat Murphy is all about winning the day. You don't think about Saturday before Saturday gets here. And so, Bob, going to put you on the spot here. What happens tonight? Is this thing over? I'll put myself out there first before you answer. I think it's over. I think this is a mirror of the Blue Jays-Yankee series. The Yankees were able to win Game 3 back at home, and it seemed like luckily. But Game 4, the better team came out and won and closed things out. And I think that's what's going to happen tonight in Chicago. The better team will close it out, and that will be the Milwaukee Brewers. But that's my prediction. What is yours?
Okay. Okay, well, I'll be a little more diplomatic here. I will say this. I think the Brewers can win this if they can get to Matthew Boyd, the Cubs starter, early like they did in game one. You saw how that game shifted when they got Boyd knocked out in the first inning. He gives up four runs, doesn't even get through the first inning, okay? So Boyd gets a reset here. He gets the ball again. He is chomping at the bit to have redemption for what he did in game one, and he couldn't get the job done. So if Milwaukee can get to him early again, doesn't have to be the first inning again, but if they can knock him out in the early second or third inning again, then I think they go on to win. But here's another fun stat, fun with numbers, right? Of the six pitchers so far in these three games, Cubs and Brewers, every single starter has given up at least a run in the first inning. Mm-hmm. I mean, no one has gone through unscathed, right? Everybody has been knocked around a little bit or a lot from the starting pitching position. So if you can get to Boyd early, great. If Peralta can have a shutdown inning, 1, 2, 3, he'd be the first one of anybody so far in this series. So keep an eye on the starting pitchers. How deep can they go in game four?
Diplomatic Bob Brainerd.
He has you covered. Yes. He has you covered before and after the game. Brewers warm-up and the post-show. Brewers extra innings. Bob Brainerd, the best in the business. Bob, thank you so much.
My pleasure, you guys.